afflictions. Those who look for a God because of what they want will find a God that they do not know. We have introduced or made one or some of God's law higher than Him, God Himself. That looks fine, but we will not love any law more than the Lord. You will fall into two types of troubles. God as a troubler, or the devil or the destroyer as a troubler. One you can easily refute, the other no one can deliver you from. One is to destroy you, the other is to cause you to know the love of God the more. There is an attribute of your trouble that has you embedded within it. This is what God must dissolve you of, or your light afflictions will be a lengthy affair. Affliction should not arise a second time. You must have learnt your lessons the first time rolling. As far as God is concerned, none of your troubles, afflictions, problems should weigh more on you than the definition or your definition of God's love for you. In fact, your afflictions are to determine this very fact. If what you are looking for is worth more to you than the fact that God loves you, you will be worth less than waste for your troubles. By default, nothing should be able to separate you from the love God has for you. It is for this reason weapons are forged against you. All you need is God. Any other reality is an illusion to waste your way in. If you can get God on your side, your many afflictions, hardships, troubles will surrender to you one by one eventually. To hear God, you have to listen the second time. Once have I spoken, the twice you have heard. God's wrath is an incomplete activity exercise. It hasn't yet been exercised. This is why your opinion in the grand scheme of things is irrelevant and insignificant. The day of wrath is still imminent. Being saved is more important than being understood. The number one proof of intelligence once you appear on this planet is to know that you need help. If you can't come to this conclusion personally, you have not gathered the meaning of life. The trouble with life and the mastery of our significant enemy. Why bathe if you rot in worms? Why eat if you longer still? Why work if it hardly pays? Eternity is a liberating thought for existence. If you cannot set eternity in your heart, you have embraced vanity as life. We became slow in Eden because of our disobedience. No matter how fast we claim to go, we can still catch cold. Eden's garden was a test tube, a laboratory, a place to decide whether man should live forever or not. Everything God used man for and used for man in Eden were indicative of a desire to have them live forever. The failure, the actual failure in Eden was not acquiring eternity or attaining eternity. Being terminated of the eternal order or the forever order. A man that does not see this has not discovered the purpose of being here alive, which is to gain eternal life. Every other purpose of man is subservient to this.